A Western monk once came to me and told me that even though he had been practicing for 5 years, he had gained no results. I replied that because his mind had known nothing but samsara for millions of lifetimes, he should be more exact and persistent in his efforts. If we practice well, there is no doubt that progress will one day open within us. Is spiritual practice really worthwhile? Is it really possible to eliminate from within ourselves the forces that give rise to suffering? As it is said, the ultimate nature of mind is clear light. Consciousness has many levels, and although the coarser levels are affected by the defiling forces, the most subtle level remains free of gross negativities. In the Vajrayana, this subtle level of consciousness is called the mind of clear light. The delusions and emotional afflictions, as well as the dualistic mind of right and wrong, love and hatred, are associated only with the coarse levels of consciousness. At the moment, we are totally absorbed in the interplay of these coarse states, so we must begin our practice by working within them. This means consciously encouraging love over hate, patience in place of anger, emotional freedom rather than attachment, and kindness over violence. Doing this brings an immediate peace and calm to the mind, thus making higher meditation possible. Then, because grasping at a self and at phenomena as being truly existent is the cause of all distorted states of mind, one cultivates the wisdom that eliminates this ego grasping. To overcome ego grasping is to overcome the entire host of mental distortions. The delusions are not something solid, not something founded on reality. They simply disappear when we apply the meditative antidotes to them. As they are based on deeply rooted beliefs in a reality that does not exist, they are quickly uprooted by wisdom and other spiritual qualities. This is how the mind is separated from the negative forces within it, and how suffering is forever overcome.